Get your one-way ride home and keep it going. We'll live your life. Just don't be
Alrighty, that about does it for Radio Free Chico this morning. Stay tuned. Moments away for peace and social justice. I'll see you again next week. Please pledge. It's 601-340-5937 or go to the website at kzfr.org. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
My private information.
You do. I just find it really unusual.
That's my right as a citizen. This is a mutual contact. I could remain silent if I want. I am choosing to engage with you.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. It helps me understand
what you're saying. Right, so and I've identified a purpose here, and so I...
You are on city property.
Right, which is fine.
It's also
city property, right? So if I move over 2 feet, would I be able to... Is that city property? Okay, so that's fine. That's public property.
It's okay, show yourself some love.
I work with you, God.
Don't worry about who's saying
it's gonna be hard. Work with you, God.
Work with you, God. Feeling great because the light's on me. Celebrating the things that everyone told me would never happen, but God has put his hands on me. And ain't a man alive could ever take it from me. Working with what I gotta
keep on.
Taking care of myself, I wanna live long. Ain't never ashamed what life did to me. Wasn't afraid to change cause it was good for me.
I just wanna be myself.
I just wanna
be. Don't sweat, girl, be yourself. Follow me, I be myself. That's why I be myself. And I'm gonna love it.
Let them get mad. They gon' hate anyway, don't you get that? Doesn't matter if you're going along with their plan. They'll never be happy cause they're not happy with themselves.
What would you get?
I'm talking about things that I know.
What would you get?
It's okay, show yourself some love.
What would you get?
Don't worry about who's saying
it's gonna be hard. Work what you got.
Work what you got.
Work that, girl. Don't hold back. You just be yourself.
Work that,
girl. Don't hold back.
I'm talking about things that I know.
got what you got.
It's okay, show yourself some love.
Work what you got.
Don't worry about who's saying
it's gonna be hard. Work what you got.
Work what you got.
Work that, work that. Yeah, work yeah. That, girl. Don't hold back. You
work
just
it out, work it out, lady.
Work that, work that, work that, girl. Don't hold back. You just be yourself. Just
work that.
All right. This is Chris. It's the Peace and Justice program, and I'm happy to be with you this rainy Friday. And that was Mary J. Blige. She is a favorite of Kamala Harris, and that song was playing when Kamala took the stage with Joe Biden and Barber remarked about the light and how it came through these people in such a strong way. So I wanted to play that, even though I don't know if you knew it. But anyway, it's a great song, great artist. And I have on the line with me Corey Hemp Hunt, and he is a hip-hop artist, poet, and activist. Hang on just a sec. There we go. He is now a radio host also. I interviewed him on September 11th regarding the mayor's ad hoc committee on the use of force by the Chico Police Department. Corey, I hope you're on the line. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I'm just kind of rattled. As I told you, this is our pledge drive show, so I'm very excited, also nervous, to try to help the station as much as I can. But I do care a lot about what is happening with policing in Chico. We're about to have a changing of the guard. The mayor has been sacked in favor of a conservative. At the same time, another mentally ill man has been shot by the Chico Police Department on October 14th. Much in same circumstances as what happened to Desmond Phillips and Tyler Rushing. So I just wanted you to make a comment about it.
Interesting. Yeah, it's where we're headed. The work needs to be continued. Each individual has to continue to educate themselves so we can find ourselves in a better position when it comes time for re-election. And yeah, at this point, it's just kind of seeing what the new guard does and implements as far as police reform. With the way the election went, I'm not expecting the new council to be excited or even available when it comes to doing anything of any real activity when it comes to police reform. So that's sad and unfortunate, and we just brace and continue doing the work.
Mm-hmm. And when you say the work, what is the work?
There's a large percentage, I believe, the voting percentage that's turning out is at least a little bit smaller than the people who actually believe in certain things. And so doing the work would be just getting out and voting, for starters, and just getting out and educating yourself on what's going on, finding out who the movers and shakers are and what opportunities there are for you to get involved in your community and not wait on, government to do what we can do for ourselves when it comes to securing our neighborhoods and caring for each other.
Yeah. Last week were your first interviews as a host on the Peace and Justice show, and you interviewed Dr. Lisa Johnson from Chico State, mm-hmm. and Eric Chisler, who is a local activist, and you recorded those prior to the election, and yet they were perfect for the mood of the moment on the Friday after the election. And you're titling your shows Sapient Sessions. How can you explain the relationship between our sapience and the peace and justice issues?
So that term sapience really was brought to the forefront of my thought process by Professor Frances Gibbons at Butte College, and she really harped on just the gift of democracy and the importance of citizens gaining their sapience, which is, for those unaware, is just like wisdom, gaining wisdom of life and understanding of what it is to live a full life, and how that involves, getting involved with your community and being the best citizen that you can be. And so that's kind of the name that I came up with there. And yeah, that's definitely, people always say about, you know, they try to separate politics from life. And my understanding is life is a politic, you know, the way that we live is politics. So if we go out and we farm in our backyard, that is a form of politics and a form of rebellion and things like that. And so gaining sapience is gaining the understanding of these things, of what it really is to be a revolutionary and a full, to live a full life.
Yeah, and while you were speaking, I was thinking too, we are, as a species, Homo sapiens, and yeah, it is time for us to work together as our species to protect the earth and to protect all of the citizens of our species in order to have the best outcome for all of us.
Agreed.
So I really appreciate you, and I wanted to let people know that you'll be on the day after Thanksgiving, so next Friday. I can't believe it's coming up that fast, but also that people can hear your last program. It's on the archives, and all of our past shows are on our archives, and you get to those by going to kzfr.org/shows/PSJ for Peace and Social Justice. And, you know, before working as a host here at KZFR, you mainly have been known always as a hip hop artist and spoken word poet. At least I think. I don't know you that well. But how do you see support for the arts and the radio station working together in this next period when so many things have had to go online? We're not able to be together in order for the arts to thrive.
Oh, it's extremely important. You know, since I've been in Chico, I've gained just a priceless benefit of KZFR from all the different programmings, from Sanjay to DJ Spinny back in the day to, you know, the Social Peace and Social Justice to NPR, all the different networks. It's just critical when we start talking about having resources. You know, it's all about having as many resources as possible. And resources like this are priceless when it comes to the way things are leaning, with the majority of media being owned by a very small group of people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's so true. What we have here is so precious, and I really would love it if you could, you know, do a little pledge break with me now, ask people to give and give generously, however you speak it in your words. It would be great to hear how you formulate it.
Yeah, man, I truly encourage everyone to, if you have it, you know, it's tough times out here with COVID and everything going on. So, you know, those who don't, definitely don't feel saddened about your inability. But those who do, and recognizing when we do have it, if we have that $5 that we go waste on something that is, we're just going to go defecate out real quick, you know, sugary beverages and things like that. You could spend that $5 in a much more efficient manner on something like this that you're going to get a benefit out of for much longer. And it's just much more mentally nutritious. Coming up, we have on my next program with Sapient Sessions, Ali Mitter's Night. Mm. On, it just happens to be that next show lands on Native Heritage Day. And so we'll be given a in-depth insight from the Native perspective around a lot of different things that we all need to educate ourselves on. And that's something that's just, you couldn't pay for, you know, you can't even go find that type of information. And so to keep this this bastion of information available to us in this local economy is all of our responsibility. And so any of us that have the opportunity and the finances and resources to contribute, I mean, it's no excuse.
Yeah, and people who are low income too, who want to give, you know, can mm-hmm. do a monthly donation of $5, and that, you know, over the course of a year, that banks up and really helps the station. And so it doesn't really matter how much money you have. Just give if you can, and don't if you can't. Mm-hmm. But we love that you're listening, and we love that you share KZFR website and our streaming platform and everything with your friends, because the more people we can get on board, the more we can get the message out, the good music out, you know, the poetry out, everything that's happening here at the station. And so it's the easiest way is online, www.kzfr.org, and then click on the donate button, and then it takes you to this thing, and you don't have to have PayPal or any of that, but you can also send in a check. If you're old school like me, P.O. Box 3171, and it's a 95927 area code for the P.O. Box. And then there's also the phone. If it doesn't get answered now, it will. They'll get right back to you. And that number is 601-340-KZFR. So I'm going to say it again, 601-340-KZFR. So last words, Corey?
Take care of yourselves. You know, self-love is the best love. We get caught up in doing all these different things. It's very important that we remember to just take a second and check in on ourselves and just release the tension of the world when we get a moment. And gratitude to you, Chris, for bringing me on to the show and giving me this opportunity to share the ideas of Sapient Citizens.
Yeah, well, you're a blessing in this community, and so I thank you likewise. And stay well. Enjoy everything you can. Peace to you.
Peace.
All right, bye. Okay, so I'm going to put on another song. This one is just sort of... I'm doing it just not to mock religion, although maybe I could, but I'm just putting it on as a segue, and my next guest is my cohorts, Jesse Kearns, and just a second here for a little Utah Phillips. Utah Phillips. Here we go.
Joe Hill wrote a song for the free speech fight of 1910. And was introduced on the streets of Spokane by Haywire Mac McClintock. He was a branch secretary then. He wrote Big Rock Candy Mountain and Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. He got together a little band, T-Bone Slim, a tuba, a garbage can lid. They stood in a doorway, waiting to leap out at the unemployed throng and regale them with song. They used a shill to build the crowd. You know, a carny shill? Somebody uses tricks to build a crowd. I think his name was Tresca, but he wore a black suit, a black bowler hat, a string tie with an umbrella and a briefcase, looked like a banker. He'd walk down where they were hiding in the doorway, and suddenly he'd start to yell, "Help! Help! Help! I've been robbed! Help! I've been robbed!" Everybody'd run across the street. "What's the matter? What's the matter?" As soon as he got the crowd together, he'd yell, "I've been robbed by the capitalist system, fellow workers!" He'd talk to them for 10 minutes, and then the boys would leap out and start singing, and this is what they were singing. Long-haired preachers come out every night. I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat by and by in that glorious land in the sky, way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die. That's a lie. Oh, that's real nice. Let's take a minute and teach the folks that don't know this what this is. Now, this is done Baptist style. Are there any Baptists?
All right. Are there any Baptists here? Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Chris. Heck of a song you just played there.
Yeah, don't take it personal, because I think there's some really, really good people of faith out there. And Jesse,
oh, yeah.
Jesse Kearns is my co-host, and he is the pastor of First Christian Church and president of the Chico Interfaith Council. I don't identify with a faith community myself, but I grew up Catholic, and I meditate frequently. I feel great reverence for the earth and all creatures as part of a universal imbued divinity that doesn't define well. Jesse, I want to ask you about the very fractious community of Christians that you're part of, and I'd like to hear your reflection about why so many Christians have voted for Donald Trump.
That's a really good question. And you caught me in a good place, because I'm a three quarters of a way through Catherine Stewart's The Power Worshippers.
Hmm.
And Catherine is a journalist who writes quite a bit about the evangelical church's influence in our country, all while claiming to be a persecuted minority. and the power that they have built. And she goes back in history and talks about the evangelical church's influence, both in just recently in the Trump election, and the people who Trump appointed. There's very little logic in understanding how people who used to at one point in time have morals as the highest thing that you could achieve, personal piety and morals, to be able to back somebody like Donald Trump, who seems to be the antithesis of what the church, at least the evangelical church, used to espouse. I mean, can you imagine if Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, anybody, any Democrat ever did some of the things that Trump did? Could you imagine the backlash on that?
No, and you know, back in the day, it was hard. It was hard for people who were even divorced to get elected.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the country has just shifted so much in terms of what they're willing to put up with.
Sure, as Catherine Stewart, the premise of her book is that this has nothing to do with the social issues. The social issues, like gay marriage, abortion, things like that, although they may be important to some people in the faith traditions, they are used to rally the troops, the people who are in the pulpits in the very big mega churches and things like that seem to be the ones that are wanting power. And she goes all the way from Jerry Falwell Jr. now at Liberty University all the way back to Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority. Mm-hmm. That was founded in the late 70s. And right. When she does the history on a lot of these power brokers in the evangelical church, she understands that evangelicals are not necessarily wanting to straighten out everybody's morals, but they are wanting power. And the thing is that is just directly in opposition for what Jesus called his disciples to do. Jesus was very much an anti-Caesar person, and it seems like a lot of evangelical Christians now want to get in bed with Caesar,
right.
And to have that so that they can establish a theocracy.
Right.
So Margaret Atwood, she had something going there. I mean,
right. You know, I'm I try not to be bitter and angry, but I am worried about you know, the those qualities that you brought up, but also about the racism in this country.
Oh,
and that 70
sure.
million people voted for Trump and it was okay with them how he's yeah. treated immigrants, and you know, spoken about like African countries, and just it's just I cannot grasp it, Jesse. And as a faith community leader, as the interfaith council, how do you do it? How do you stay in those trenches?
It is my faith. It's faith, Chris, and my faith is that light will always outshine darkness. And in my estimation, the powers of darkness in the world that keep, you know, it looks like the powers of darkness are going to win, but if we keep shining our lights, if we keep fighting the good fight, and if we keep demonstrating love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, and say no to bitterness and hostility and anger, and I'm not saying it's not right to be angry at some of the things that are going on. Of course good to be angry at, especially when you talk about systemic racism, but shining that light is great. One of our people, Disciples of Christ minister William J. Barber, right now from South Carolina,
yes,
has been rallying a lot of folks to stand up to some of the horrible things that are going on with immigration and racism, and those people need to be shining their lights. And he's doing a great job at mobilizing people for that reason.
Yeah, I just saw a little segment, and it was so beautiful with Reverend Barber, and I brought that up early in the show. Of course, I stumbled all over it because I was so nervous. But the reason I was nervous, Jesse Akerns, my co-host, is because it's our pledge drive. And what would you say to our little flock of listeners out here about how important KZFR is and why they should give and give generously?
You are not going to find many radio stations like KZFR in this country. Honest to goodness, people-powered radio. We're going to be out there. We are not beholden to Caesar at all, nor are we beholden to any corporations or advertisers or anything like that. We are supported by the people. We're supported by our underwriters. And we are able to get out there and say things that a lot of other stations can't say, especially in our public affairs programming.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you have coming up in your upcoming segments?
You caught me at a disadvantage there, Chris, because I'm still trying to pull people together. What I want to do is I want to address the homeless here. And I know it seems like we beat that drum quite a bit, but it is with the weather getting to be what it is, with safe space not having a safe space, and with changes in our city council, I am very concerned about our homeless population, and so I know I'll be addressing that coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, and I know that your church has hosted safe space in the past. And to hear in the paper today that there is no winter shelter, and knowing that Project Room Key is going to end in January, I just filled with panic about it. Perhaps you could, you know, besides just supporting the station, which of course is important, but why should we care? Why should we care, Jesse?
Why should we care? Because we are all a part of the human family, and I'm going to quote Jesus. He says that how we treat the least of us, how we treat our most downtrodden people, determines who we are as human beings. Whether we are following God's principles, whether we are rejecting them. And I think the biggest rejection of God's principles has nothing to do with policies or theology or anything like that. It is how we treat our fellow human beings. And if we are not treating our fellow human beings, no matter what condition they're in, we're in a pretty sad state.
Yeah, I agree. To me, there's no excuse, absolutely none. I'm appalled. And that was part of why it was hard to go into the station this morning, because I was so upset about reading the newspaper. But, you know, thank goodness we have the News and Review and the Enterprise Record and NPR. But most of all, our dear KZFR. And for our last words, Jesse, can you please, once again, see if people will call or go online at kzfr.org to donate, or to call our number, too. That's important. If it's easier for you to call 601-340-KZFR, then please do that. Last words, Jesse Akerns.
Yes, it is important for us to support this station and its mission. Again, you're not going to find hardly any other stations like us. And so if you believe in our program, if you enjoy our programming, if you want to help in our community, please, like I say, get online, get on the phone, call in those pledges.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Enjoy this rainy day and try not to be so sad about things.
No, like I said, I try to keep that little light shining in me and to have hope, and I do have hope.
Thank you for carrying it forward. Thank you for carrying it forward for those of us who have more trouble with that, Jesse. Thank you very much for being on the show today. Take care.
All right, take care, Chris. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I want to thank our underwriters. You know, we spoke about our underwriters, but the two ways that we get funding are the underwriters, who are local, many local businesses. They're all suffering during COVID right now. And we need to support. We need to buy local. So if you do Christmas at your family or you need anything, I hate to tell you what to do, but please don't go and buy it on Amazon. Support our local businesses as best you can if you have anything to share at all, if you have money. All right, so I would like to first thank Chico Natural Foods Cooperative, offering a variety of organic and local produce, organic groceries, and supplements. The co-op has hot food, ready-to-eat sandwiches, and cold brew coffee. The co-op now accepts online orders for curbside pickup. Chico Natural Foods Co-op is open every day on the corner of 8th and Main Streets in downtown Chico. And also Chico Velo, supporting bicycling, education, and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at their bike valet at the Saturday Farmers Market when they have it. For more information, chicovelo.org, and find them on Facebook. It is 12 o'clock straight up. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And that part that I said, listener-supported, that's you. And thank you to all those who have already pledged. I want to thank last week the people that called and pledged on this show, Sharon Fritch, Orion Nelson, Sharon Barbara, Kathleen Faith, Andrew Holcomb, Bill Helmer, and Emily Alma. Thank you. Thank you for being all of you long-term supporters of KZFR. And new supporters, we need you too. So please do call. I'd love to hear an unfamiliar voice has donated to the Peace and Justice Program. Our public affairs programming is near and dear to my heart, and we have some new ones coming up for you starting the first week of December, which is a very, very wonderful rollout, I think, for the station. I'd like to thank all some more underwriters here before we go on to our next guest. I'd like to thank Farmstar Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farmstar features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts. They have vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farmstar Pizza is open 7 days a week for to-go lunch and dinner orders. Find Farmstar Pizza at 2359 The Esplanade, at farmstarpizza.com, and on Facebook. The telephone number, if you would like to order, is 343-2056. And also, Alternative Energy Systems, providing sustainable energy for life. Alternative Energy Systems offers solar, battery storage, and whole home generator solutions. More information is at 345-6980, or you can visit them at energyforlife.com. So let me get our next guest on the line, and it will be a very, very familiar voice. And here is a very, very familiar song, which she for 20 years played at the beginning of each of her bi-weekly shows here on the Peace and Justice program. Here we go.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run.
So, are those tables starting to turn? That is the question, and I hope the answer is good. But anyway, this is Laurel Avalon. She co-hosted the Peace and Justice program for 20 years, 1995 to 2015, alternating with Bo Grosskopf. And what do you think about your theme song, Tracy Chapman's Revolution Now, Laurel Avalon, after so many years have passed and people are still waiting in the unemployment line and going to those armies of salvation?
Yeah, it comes and goes, doesn't it? I heard that song first in, I think, 1987 and absolutely loved it. I got the Tracy Chapman album and just really played it over and over again, and when I first came to Chico. And, right now it's pretty bleak. It seems bleak on the local level in Chico, mm-hmm. and it seems pretty bleak on the national level. Although I think one of the things that we need to do when things get like this, because it's just amazing what 2020 has brought us on so many levels and so many ways, is to not be disheartened. And that's so easy to say, but difficult to do. So I just kind of look at, the good and focus on the good and see it as a wedge, a way to get in and grab all the good, that we have, the potential for good that we have in this country and in this community. And KZFR is a way to do that. KZFR is, this show, this show has been, it was your baby back in, 1991, I think you started the show.
Chris, so long ago, I don't remember.
I know. And the information that's brought to the listeners is just, has been over the years, has been so invaluable to give people hope and give people something to do about it, when it gets bad, when it gets bad right now. For instance, I read this headline in the Enterprise Record today. I'm absolutely stunned. It said, Chico fails to secure emergency shelter for hundreds in freezing temperatures.
I know. Yeah.
Apparently, the city manager's plan to use the property on Carmichael has fallen through for an emergency shelter. I can't even imagine. I mean, it's been freezing. I've been waking up to freezing temperatures for the last, three or four days. Not this morning, today, but it's still cold and it's rainy. We've got to get, the information out like that, so that the community doesn't just get disheartened by it, but it can do something about it. The Democratic Socialist Organization of Chico, the DSA Chico, they have a GoFundMe where you can, give money for the people that need help right now. We have hundreds on our streets that need help. Chat, the Community Housing Action Team, has been working so hard. We need to really, talk about the good things that are going on and the good things that can go on if we chip in, if we organize, if we give our money and our time and our concern toward these organizations that can help people in need, can help us, to be a better community and a more solid and strong community. We've got an uphill climb. We just, elected a city council majority that's going to be, it seems, I think their platform was really on criminalizing homelessness rather than ameliorating it, totally opposite of what we really want in this community, I'm quite sure. But, they use fear tactics to persuade people that you need to be afraid of people who in our community who have nothing, who have problems with mental health, who have problems with substance abuse. That's not the kind of community we want, to be afraid of each other. We want to lift up each other, to support each other. So I just, you know, I think that one of the ways that KZFAR can help, and this program has helped over the years, is to get the word out about these organizations and what you can do, you know, locally to fix these things, to make them better and to make this a better community.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell people that the city council meeting is November 17th, and I am unwilling, absolutely unwilling to accept this verdict that people have to die this winter, and we have a lame duck city council, and I hope people will barrage them with comments about our humanity, about what Laurel's just been talking about, because this is our last chance. Basically, they're just going to be giving people misdemeanors, sit lie, back and forth to the jail during COVID. It's absolutely insane to think about criminalizing the homeless right now during this pandemic. And Laurel, I'm really get angry when I talk about this, so I appreciate your measured words, and I appreciate all the shows you did.
I'm so sorry to hear my words were measured, because I'm really just as absolutely floored by this as you are.
I know
you
are.
Can I just give you a couple of things, like the Laurel Avalon plan, besides?
Okay. Like, go ahead.
And like three or four things.
Right.
We got to continue supporting these organizations that I mentioned before, like CHAT, Shalom Food Clinic,
Safe
all
Space,
local community organizations that mm-hmm. help folks in the community. We've got to keep, you know, supporting KZFR and getting the word out.
Yeah.
We've got to organize. The political cycles in Chico have been, you know, that this happens where you have, you know, conservatives kind of take over the city council, and then, you know, the progressives kind of take over, and, you know, it kind of, so it's not, you know, it's a shifting thing. We can do this. We can bring it back again. We can right this ship. And the way we right the ship is to get organized and to get involved with political action committees. You know, Stand Up for Chico is a great political action committee.
Right.
It has the essence of being a great political action committee that can really help us to figure out these issues homeless criminalizing people have successfully used to get control of the city. So, you know, go to the Stand Up for Chico website on Facebook, raise money, get the word out about local issues and candidates next time. We need to make connections, very, very, very important, to make connections with civil rights lawyers, ACLU of NorCal, the local ACLU, local criminal defense attorneys, legal services in Northern California. We need to get prepared to mount legal challenges when they try to criminalize the homelessness, the homeless. We need to do that with, you know, like sit-lie, any kind of sit-lie ordinances, anything like that. Whatever's happening in our community where, you know, one segment of our community is losing their civil rights and losing their right to enjoyment of life and to safety. That is where the safety issue needs to come in, is with people who don't have it, who live on the streets in sub-freezing temperatures, and, you know, and we don't do anything about it. We need to make connections with the community that can help us politically and legally to mount challenges, because they've been successful, mount the challenges on constitutional grounds. And we need to support KZFR to get the word out. So that's my plan on what to do about the city.
Well, that was wonderful. That was great. So you got 1 minute left, and I think you should spend it on supporting KZFR, that very last part.
Well, maybe you could help me with, because it's changed so much on how to how people can help KZFR. You know, in the old days,
yeah.
I used to be there, you'd just call the number and there'd be people in there and answering the phone. So if you could go over that, what people do, who they call, that kind of thing. But again, I just think I can't wait, for instance, to hear Carl Ori. I know that he's coming on.
He's on next, yes.
Maybe next, yeah.
Right.
I can't wait. Thank you for having him on. Thank you for having Corey on this morning. And Jesse, I mean, it's just, this is what you can do with a community radio station. You can keep in touch with each other. You can bolster each other. You can help each other through these really bleak days, you know, that we are experiencing. And it's important to keep that going and to show that you support KZFR and that you support your community and your fellow community members here. So whatever you have to do, you know, call up or whatever you do, Chris can tell you how to do that. But I can't anymore because I'm not familiar with it enough.
Yeah, and that is a dorm nail here in the studio. It's just gray and bleak, and I just have to hope that everybody is hitting that donate button on the KZFR, calling in to speak to the live person. So the phone number is 601-340-KZFR. And one thing you can do to protect yourself is at the $50 pledge level, you can get a face mask. It's black. It has our insignia on it. So that would be a good way to advertise the station too. Or just go to kzfr.org, hit the donate button, and you can give monthly if you want. You can see all the other goodies there too. Laurel, I have to let you go, but I just want to know you to know how much I appreciate you both as a host on Peace and Justice Show, but also as a social justice advocate all these years. Thank you so much for all that you've done in our community.
And thanks, Chris, and good luck on the show, and please do what you can to support KZFR and to continue to support it. Some really valuable information goes out over those airwaves locally to us as community members, and I thank you for that, Chris.
Thanks. Bye, Laurel. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye. Okay, I'm going to put on a little Friday the 13th music, buck us up a little bit here, and I'll be right back with you.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today.
All right, so lucky today. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, we want to support the station, and that's been my goal today. Although I'm really glad that the people who have been with me today are on with me, and I especially want to thank the following guest, Carl Ory. He has served on the city council from 1977 to 1985, and he was the mayor from 83 to 85, and he also currently serves from 2016 through 2020 now, a total of 12 years. Besides that, Carl Ory has been airport commissioner, Silver Dollar Fair Board member. He helped create the Green Line, protecting agricultural land, the 20th Street Community Park, and the Chico Bus System. He helped get the Nature Center built. He's had a career in housing development. He's brought millions of dollars to the North Valley and helped over 300 families become owner builders. He's also worked nationwide to help communities build housing that working people can afford. Thank you, Carl Ory, for being you and for all the hard work you've done on the city council. Welcome to KZFR.
Wow, you've done your homework. we could have spent 2 minutes talking about local politics rather than my resume. Hi, Chris.
Hi. You know, I just want you to know, I know you're on your way out. You probably never come back through these doors again at the city council. So I know that you set this one out. You weren't up for re-election, and I wanted to see, you know, what you thought about the results of the election, the Safe Chico slate, the redistricting, the vote splitting. Give us your analysis.
You know, I'm humbled. After listening to your previous three speakers, I wish I had a moral lesson or something here to offer. Or something just to brighten your day. You're sounding like you're taking this pretty hard, as you should, as we all should. But, you know, there's just a couple takeaways, I guess, in order to be succinct rather than try to do a big analysis or something. There's so much we could talk about, but we have grossly underestimated the opposition. There's just, I think, if we can only appreciate how much, how powerful, how rich, how strong the opposition is, we would be more unified. But instead, I think we've had this delusion that, you know, we can go seven different directions and somehow it all comes out at the end. And it is now a 5-2 conservative majority. They will systematically dismantle things that have been put in place. There's been a online joke that there wasn't much to dismantle because we didn't do anything, you know. not true. This was a developer-funded group. So there will be a massive development, 1,700 acres, proposal in front of the council over the next month or so. The cannabis ordinance that was passed, I really wonder whether or not in January, whether any businesses will be awarded a franchise under this council. The senseless ordinance to ban needle exchange, which would just be a court battle, and you can't overcome a state decision that way, but that'll be put in place. So I'll stop there. But we really have underestimated the opposition, and somehow over the next 4 years, we can't do it in two. We need to assemble that Stand Up for Chico or whatever unified group we can get behind to make sure that we don't make these mistakes again.
Yeah. I sometimes, you know, you go spilled milk and you step aside from it, and really we can't. I think we have to take Laurel Avalon's advice and you know, really work toward unifying the community that cares about other people and cares about the land and, you know, cares about our water and all the different things that, you know, make us viable here. And Carl, you know, my main thing you heard, you listened earlier, so you know, today's paper was extremely upsetting. And can you tell us why Mr. Orme has decided that the place on Carmichael that would have housed 150 unhoused people is not viable for this winter?
You know, I don't know the ins and outs. We'll be told Tuesday of what went bad with that real estate deal. It, as a nonprofit developer, I don't understand why you would invest months and months in time and studying a property without having it secured. I think the rosier picture on this, and I think it is the one thing that we can look at that might come to fruit under the, regardless who the council is that there was about $1 million obligated towards whatever can be done. And two of those pots of money went to tourist shelter for, first of all, an expansion of their existing facility and then funding to start, hopefully, a new, I think they call them transitional centers. But this, the Carmichael property was only funded for a year, and it was using COVID money. And that money is still there. And it was basically a converted, I mean, it was a stripped down commercial building. So hopefully that kind of property could be found again. But, you know, it's pretty late in the game as far as the, you know,
this winter,
the weather.
Right.
But the money is still there. It is state grant funds, and it wasn't a permanent facility, unfortunately. And so that still needs to be pushed hard, is that a new shelter. the city manager talked about a $7 million cost factor. So I know we've looked at that, and that's the long-term goal, I think, right?
Hmm. Well, you know, I just want people to let you all know how we feel about this. And I think on November 17th, hopefully you'll get an earful. And I know, Carl, you're not really the one we need to convince, but we need the political will. And I haven't heard that coming out of Mr. Orem. And I'm really, really disappointed with, you know, how we leave this, you know. The incumbents that we're losing, the whole spate of the situation. I just going to, you know, one last complaint from me. But, you know, I didn't bring you on the show to give you a hard time, really. You know, but I did want you to mention a little bit about some of the development interests behind the Safe Chico slate. I mean, it's just shocking to me that people who are completely without any experience would win in the Barber neighborhood against somebody who has so much experience and so much goodwill toward our community. And, you know, so there had to be huge amounts of money. Can you tell us about that?
I mean, it's gross and corrupt. It is just, you know, $250,000 poured into an anonymous PAC, mostly funded by large contributions from every developer interest in town. Well over 100,000 of the 200,000 is from them. And so you have a gentleman like Doug Gilling, who has been a developer in town for decades, and he controls I can't remember if it's 1,400 acres or 1,700 acres up Bruce Road all the way to Honey Run. And that is a piece of property that would support, at three people per unit, like 8,000 new residents. And, you know, Doug has development subsidiaries, that each, there is five of them in this election cycle, and he pumps $5,000 or $10,000 into each of those and then contributes it with no contribution limits. And, you know, it's a PAC that's run by the top staff of Gallagher and Nielsen and LaMalfa. We're a blue dot in a red sea. You know, I'm mixing analogies, but that's what happened, is that the, you know, Mr. Gallagher, Assemblyman Gallagher, put $10,000 of his money, political money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, Chris, I really don't have, we do need to unify, but the main thing that I see in the next 2 years is that there's going to be, unfortunately, one opportunity after another to do initiative, referendum, and recall. And I don't know who's going to do that. I don't know whether we have the political will to challenge each of these decisions that the new council is going to make. And, you know, we can't change it in 2 years because only three seats are coming up, and two of those three seats are very conservative. We need to support Alex. Her seat will be coming up in 2 years, and they'll be redistricting before then. And she is, you know, the brightest star in the council. Mm-hmm. You know, if anyone can lead us back to a majority, I would hope that we continue to support her and what she's doing, you know, and not have too much expectations for a lame duck last council meeting. I have two items on the agenda, if I can mention them.
Go ahead. We have to go quick, though.
Chico scrap metal, and whether or not, how much that cost us, and what are the options for recovering that expense.
Yeah.
And a look at our specific planning areas and whether or not we can put them off until we have a revised housing element general plan. And that's the Valley's Edge Doug Gillen project that I'm talking about. Just a discussion at least of that we don't need 1,700 acres annexed to the city and another 8,000 people when we already have as much development as we can possibly need over the next 10 years.
Yeah, especially with climate change and fire risk. And the move of the junkyard thing, I'm with you on that. That is just, that's just tragic.
Chris, have I mentioned that people ought to donate to KZFR?
Could you mention that, please?
You know, one of the things is our media has been dismantled. The newspaper is run by a, what do you call it, a hedge fund. Hmm. News and Review is really not there for us anymore. KCHO, I shouldn't mention names, but is more now affiliated and merged with the Sacramento station.
Mm-hmm.
And you, we really felt the loss of News and Review, I think, in this last election cycle. And KCFR, you know, I would get off the phone and go online and give $100. And I know that from the people that contributed my campaign and Move the Junkyards campaign and the Farmers Market campaign, that there's dozens and dozens of people that are listening right now that can go online and give the radio station $100, probably get a hoodie out of it or something.
Yeah.
But I certainly hope that your show continues successfully and that all of KZFR, Steve O'Brien and, Woody and Friends and all these great, great shows. You know, let's go to kcfr.org. Is that right?
That's right.
And there's a button somewhere that takes all your credit card information.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl Laurie. Thank you so much for everything you've done for this town. And I really appreciate you. You go back with KZFR 30 years. I'm sure you supported Eric Mathiesen at the very beginning of all this. So thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
And
enjoy retirement. Okay, so we are going to have one last guest. I'm going to transition here with some music. And I want to urge you again to call 601-340-KZFR. Carl Laurie wasn't kidding about a hoodie. We have very warm hoodies, really cozy warm hoodies that you might like, or a Castro cap to keep your noggin warm, or the mask that I mentioned already. Just go to kzfr.org and click on donate, or send in a check to P.O. Box 3171, 95927. Okay, music awaits. Here we go.
They call us all extremists because we're out here in the street. How unpatriotic. Veterans for peace. They say we gotta watch them like never before, because there's nothing more dangerous than veterans against war. They stand on every corner with cameras in their hand, taking film and snapping pictures of everything they can. Upload photos, write reports on everything they saw, protecting all our citizens from folks who broke no law. They've been watching us so long, they know us to our core. They know we're peaceful veterans who know the cost of war. Because we've seen the horrors and the price we always pay, they've got to document everything we do and say. They call us all extremists, those are out here in the street. How unpatriotic, veterans for peace. They say we got to watch them like never before, because there's nothing more dangerous than veterans against war. A racket, Smedley said 80 years ago. 30 years of fighting, he once ran the show. A two-star major general who had something to say. When we go to war, a few profit, many pay. They call us all extremists, those right here in the street. How unpatriotic, veterans for peace. They say we gotta watch them like never before, cause there's nothing more dangerous than veterans against war.
Okay, and change of plans. And I think I lucked out, because otherwise you would have heard me for the next 27 minutes. But I have on the line with me Helen Jacker, partner of Jerry Condon, who was to be my guest for this last segment of the Peace and Justice program today. And Helen has been very much involved with Veterans for Peace, and she has been the, I don't know what you call yourself, Helen, but the main person behind the Golden Rule Peace Boat for a couple of years now. And welcome to KZFR, Helen Jacker. Hi.
Hi, Chris. Thank you very much. So I would like to talk about the same things Jerry was going to talk about today, Armistice Day, the United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and the Golden Rule Peace Boat, as well as to let everybody know that we listen to community radio all the time. We're so happy that you're doing a show on community radio, Chris.
Yeah, and I appreciate all of that very much, to have this community of friends to call on, internationalists who do care about peace. And Jerry, your partner, was a Vietnam-era veteran, a war resister, and recent past president of Veterans for Peace. And he wrote a really important article that was published in a number of progressive papers recently about Armistice Day. So can you tell us about what's the difference between Veterans Day and Armistice Day, and why is it important?
Well, Armistice Day was to celebrate the end of World War One, and it's been taken over by people in the United States government that decided that they wanted to, you know, basically it's a celebration of war and veterans instead of a celebration of an end of war. So, you know, I'm just, every year Veterans for Peace decides that they're going to put the word out that this is really Armistice Day, not Veterans Day. But yeah, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month when we ring the bells for the end of war.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, last year was the 100th anniversary. The year before, I guess, the 1918 armistice that ended First World War. And there was a pact, the Kellogg-Briand Pact, and the United Nations Charter, and everybody signed on, and they were going to end the scourge of war. And yet we have war continuously, and we plan for war, we budget for war, we take food out of people's mouths so that they can use their taxes for war. So you have spent much of your life standing up to war, Helen Jacker. Can you tell us more about your role in Veterans for Peace?
Well, Jerry and I joined Veterans for Peace in 2006, so I've been a peace activist since then. And in 2015, we got a call from Veterans for Peace saying that the Golden Rule Peace Boat was about to be finished, and they needed help with sanding and painting and varnishing. So we ended up moving into the boatyard temporarily, where they were finishing the Golden Rule. The Golden Rule is a peace boat that in 1958 was sailed towards the Marshall Islands to try to interfere with nuclear weapons testing at Bikini and Oetak Atolls. And they were stopped in Honolulu by the federal government, who said that you can't go into that nuclear testing zone, huge nuclear testing zone in the Marshall Islands. Well, that spawned a huge public outrage, which ultimately led to the signing of the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty of 1963, and spawned the founding of Greenpeace, who later did a similar action. So I got involved with the Golden Rule in 2015 as they were finishing restoring it. Ended up being the crew. I'm almost always on the boat wherever it is, being crew, also the project manager. So I end up speaking about the Golden Rule, about what we're doing today. We were trying to head again to Marshall Islands when COVID-19 hit. Golden Rule is back in Hawaii, back near Honolulu, and we were trying to go to the Marshall Islands, and then Guam, which is another occupied territory, Okinawa, and then Japan. We wanted to be there in time for the 75th anniversary of the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But these countries that we wanted to visit are closed to visitors right now because of COVID-19. So we're going to be bringing Golden Rule back to the United States in May. We're going to sail back. And then after hurricane season a year from now, we're going to take Golden Rule and finish the vision of the people that rebuilt her. We're going to sail around all of the eastern and Midwest states. So along the Gulf Coast, the eastern seaboard, across into the Great Lakes and down the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. And finish that voyage that was planned so long ago.
Well, you know, Helen, Helen Jacquard, we don't have a good connection with you. And so I wanted to, the two things I wanted to ask you about is, first of all, during Obama and Biden administration, there was a $1 trillion 30-year program to modernize nuclear weapons in air, land, and sea-based nuclear weapons systems. So this huge, huge pork barrel project for weapons that can never be used. And then during the Trump administration, the biggest fear has been his withdrawal from crucial nuclear disarmament treaties that I'm hoping it looks like Biden is going to reverse. But you have some good news about nuclear disarmament.
Yes, we have great news about nuclear disarmament. The United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, whose language was passed July 7th, 2017, has now received its 50th nation ratifying it, which means that 90 days after that, on January 22nd, 2021, nuclear weapons will be illegal internationally.
That's amazing. Yeah, that is so great. And that's part of what every time you've been in the community, like when you came to Chico and spoke at the Chico Peace and Justice Center, you were advocating for us to involve our mayor, involve our city council. Is that still important for cities to sign on?
Absolutely. The Honolulu City and County Council a year ago passed a resolution urging the U.S. government to ratify the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. And we're going to, when we go back to Hawaii, we're going to be working with the rest of the counties to get them to pass a similar resolution. And we'll be working with the state of Hawaii, which reconvenes in January. Who knows what COVID's going to do to all of that. But we're so what this does is it says that states, cities, and counties really support this treaty and want to get the negotiations started again to continue to reduce the number of nuclear weapons that exist in this world and to verifiably completely disarm worldwide.
Yeah, It's very, very exciting that, you know, this is going to be part of world law and we're going to be violating it, us and the other nuclear powers who haven't signed on. So that's great. And, you know, recently there's been a verdict that came down on the Kings Bay plowshares, people who poured their own blood and, you know, were converting swords into plowshares as these good people tend to do. And do you want to mention anything about that, Helen Jacquard?
Well, that's just one of the many tactics that we can use to bring attention to the increasing dangers of nuclear war and the fact that this issue has not gone away and we need to continue to work on it. So, yeah, two of them were sentenced to over a year in jail yesterday, and I expect one more person to be sentenced. But, yeah, you know, it's very brave of people to cut through fences and go sit on top of nuclear weapons to declare that they are illegal, they're immoral, and we need to get rid of them, and then go through very public trials to state these things to people to say, we're willing to put our freedom on the line and go to jail in order to bring attention to these issues and get these things, you know, destroy these things before they destroy us.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, lastly, you know, you said that you would like to say something about community radio and how important it is as you and your partner, Jerry Condon, have traveled around the U.S. and Hawaii and, you know, been part of this struggle. How has community radio affected you, and why is it important for people to support?
Well, locally, wherever we are, it helps us get in touch with the progressive people that we need to be talking to. And so here in Clear Lake, where I am right now, our new home, we listen to KPFZ all the time. And, you know, it's really wonderful to hear the voices of people that believe that community radio is, you know, important to them. And it's important to us, you know. We have things to say. We're sometimes on the radio, and we love to listen to what other people have to say. So wherever we are, we tune the radio down to the lower numbers on the FM stations to see what we can find for community radio, because it's just so nice to listen to.
Yeah, and welcome. I'm glad to hear your neighbors now. That's great news. And I'd love it if our listeners would call in and give support at 601-340-KZFR. And you'll get a call back if somebody's not at the phone at that moment. Or go to kzfr.org and click on the donate tab. And you're right. I mean, it is, for me, when I'm traveling, I search out the community radio stations, because even though they may not be talking about my issues, I always feel like they're my people, you know? I mean, it's like always that way. So.
Well, and I would really encourage people to donate right now, particularly because community radio right now is keeping people informed on their county's COVID status and what the restrictions are or new privileges are. And I think that's particularly important. And covering all the local issues is something that community radio does. And I think that we all need to know what's going on in our own neighborhood.
Yeah. And I want to thank you very much and thank your partner for all the work that you're doing. And I hope that you have an easy sail back across the big Pacific Ocean, bringing back the golden rule from Hawaii. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you want to support us or see what we're up to, go to VFP, as in Veterans for Peace, VFPGoldenRule.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Ellen. Take care.
Thank you. Right. Okay, you too, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're winding down here, and I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. The News and Review has been coming out. They still are part of our fabric of our lives here. And if you want to pick one up, the community calendar is always helpful. There are a couple of things I didn't know about I wanted to announce. There is the Laramie Project. The Chico State's Music and Theater Department is doing this about Matthew Shepard, a gay man who was brutally kidnapped and beaten to death. And so, you know, it is important that we remain vigilant about homophobia violence. And this is going to be an online event. And if you get the News and Review, you can figure out how to get the tickets for that. And please do. And then the In Focus Film Festival, which is also important. This is about cultural history or heritages. There's a lot of good documentaries that you can find there. And again, this is something I only found on the Chico News and Review. And I'm hoping before very, very long at all, they're going to have a segment here at KZFR. So let me be the first to tell you about it, because I think it's a happening. And it won't be long before you'll be hearing them here on the airwaves. And let's see, what else did I want to cover? I wanted to let you know that the Peace Vigil happens 12:30 to 1:30, corner of 3rd and Main Streets every Saturday. You're invited to come out, bring your own sign or use one of ours. And it continues a long tradition of 60 years of standing up for peace and justice, and we must not stop, and we need to have a physical presence even during COVID, so it is a COVID-safe but important thing. And lastly, Occupy Beale, which is something that's been going on for 9 years now at Beale Air Force Base, is happening this Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Wheatland Gate. Rain is expected, so it may not be that pleasant, but if you want to come out, you are more than welcome to join some great diehards, wonderful people. And the nuclear resistor, speaking about the prohibition of nuclear weapons, which we were earlier, is calling for a historic, it's a historic milestone. January 22nd is when this treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons goes into force. It's right after the presidential, the president is sworn in. And it's really important that we impress on these new the new president and his vice president about how serious the issue is of nuclear weapons. We have over 800 military bases around the world. We're still engaged in a number of different strategies where forces are at play. Drone strikes are still killing innocent people and people who never got a trial. You know, they're being the judge and jury. There's really a lot of work to be done on the international front as well as the domestic front. And so this is something that I just want you to kind of keep on your radar, January 22nd, and you can find out more about it. It's kind of a long thing here. Maybe it's a mistake to read it to you, but it's OREPA.org / nuclear ban treaty entry into force resources. And I am going to, I think, put on a song, regroup, and then come back into the studio and thank our underwriters one more time. Let's do a little Michael Franti. How's that? Since we're talking about that bomb. Here we go.
Colors that you fly, love just one nation, and the whole world we divide. You won't say you're sorry, there is no other choice. God bless the people now. Cannot raise their voice. We can chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa. Every madness, smell of flesh and burning pain. So I sing out to the masses, stand up if you're still sane. All of us gone crazy, I sing this one refrain. Chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find.
So that's the truth of it. We've got to stay engaged and on so many different levels. And I appreciate being able to program this show. I appreciate that everything KZFR does for the community and for our planet. And we have the best music. We have some of the best people bringing you great shows. And I hope that you'll show your gratitude at this time. And I'm going to make this one last request, and that is that you go to our website, kzfr.org, and click on that donate button. And if you can do monthly pledges, then do. And get yourself a warm hoodie and a good mask so you'll make it through this crazy winter that we're going to have. And buy, maybe get one for a homeless person. I don't care. I just want you to participate, become part of our family, and do your best in everything that you do going forward, because we're all in this together. And the number here is 601-340 and KZFR. And quick poem. I think I have time for a quick poem. Maybe I don't. Let's see, how long is that? Okay. I drive through the industrial neighborhood, ocean blue tarps and colorful tents cluster like a coral reef amongst a shipwreck of shopping carts and bikes. This encampment is one of many across Hawaii, the state with the highest homeless rate in the nation. So many islanders barely surviving beyond the frame of a tourist postcard. So many families bankrupted by the high cost of living in paradise. I park in the nearby lot of the Children's Discovery Center, then unbuckle my daughter from her car seat. After I pay the admission fees, she pulls me by the hand to her favorite area, a make-believe town with a post office, clinic, library, theater, television studio, grocery store, and classroom. As she plays, I make believe a nation where all of this is a pure public good, non-rivalrous and non-excludable. A nation where housing, good government, and bread are no longer privatized. A nation divested from the public harms of border walls and military weapons. When she tires, we return to our car. I drive more slowly through the encampment. Soon, without warning, real bulldozers, dump trucks, cops, and the state workers will enforce laws that ban sitting and lying in public spaces. They will sweep these makeshift homes and vulnerable citizens off the sidewalks, where a girl is now playing in an inflatable plastic pool surrounded by her parents. She looks the same age as my daughter, who has fallen asleep in her car seat as I dream of a future commons. So thank you all, my friends, and I hope that you will stay safe and be well. And, again, help out as you can here at the station and elsewhere in our community, since we're all family and friends, I hope. The Peace and Social Justice Show is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Quicksilver Courier Service. Established in 2010, Quicksilver Courier Service has the flexibility to provide a broad range of delivery services. Quicksilver provides courier service for private individuals, as well as for legal, medical, and business professionals. Visit ChicoCourier.com for quality 24/7 delivery service. And stay tuned for the community calendar, and then following that, we'll be playing Dead. And enjoy your Friday, and peace to every single last one of you. Here we go. Let's see if I can do one more little thing that I'm called upon to do. Here we go.
Commercial radio is the light beer of broadcasting, and at KZFR, we like our radio hoppy, resinous, and homegrown. Our volunteers fill the airwaves with diverse music, alternative news, and eclectic ideas, helping the North State stay informed and enlightened. Let's cheers to another 30 years. None of this would be possible without you, the monthly donor, the fundraiser attendee, the underwriter, the listener, and the contributor. If you've never been a supporter before, your donation of as little as $10 a month helps keep the music and news flowing through your radio, phone, and computer. Become a supporter today by visiting kzfr.org/donate.
Hey, KZFR listeners, it's time for the KZFR 90.1 FM Community Calendar. I'm Matt Fidler. MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, is looking for volunteers. The museum has reopened its doors and is back working within the capacity that COVID guidelines allow. If your interest lies in marketing or public relations, there's a need for social media and marketing assistance. Video work and online events are held there while Monka wants to stay on top of this form of communication. Docents who greet and assist visitors arriving at the museum are an important part of Monka. Working the reception desk, processing memberships, and sales in the museum shop are all a part of this volunteer position. Monka's hours are operational from Thursday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Currently, their driving docent program that travels to schools is not in operation, but they are planning ahead and making contacts for the future. Events are also on hold until further notice, but the museum wants to be ready for when the events can resume. Those interested in fundraising and event planning are also asked to apply. Monka.org is where more information can be found. The Valleen L. Smith Museum of Anthropology will present their fourth annual In Focus Film Festival on Sunday, November 15th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Of course, this is presented virtually. This year's virtual In Focus Festival will feature the film Bang the Drum, along with a discussion with the filmmaker and CSU Chico Professor of Cultural Anthropology, Dr. William Nitsky. Bang the Drum focuses on the cultural heritage of the Yao minority of rural southwest China. The sound of the sacred bronze drum aids the souls of the deceased elders to reach the ancestral land. Dr. Nitsky has spent the last two decades studying the interplay of ethnic relations, tourism development, and heritage management among rural communities in southwest China. After the film, he will share his research and a behind-the-scenes look at ethnographic filmmaking. For more information, visit the museum website, csuchico.edu/anthmuseum. That's A-N-T-H, museum. The event is free and open to the public. If you have an event that you'd like on the community calendar, let us know by sending us an email at cc@kzfr.org. This is the KZFR 90.1 FM Community Calendar.
All right, this is listener-supported community radio. This is listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. This is Bill, and I am taking my turn hosting Playing Dead today. Thanks for tuning in, and today is our pledge drive. So thanks for helping out as well. And also thanks to Chris for a very informative peace and social justice show. And also, as long as I'm thinking that kind of stuff, I also really enjoyed Sue's show on Wednesday evening. Or at least I thought it was very informative. I didn't necessarily like all the things that I heard. But I think that both Chris and Sue and everybody here at KZFR does a great job. So you can go to kzfr.org and help us out. And I actually